think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Will be joining us, and he'll tell us about any developments in Syria. We'll do a recap of what happened in Egypt, and also whether there are any rumblings with North Korea. That is all coming up. I'm Mary Walter, sitting alongside Vince Colonnese this morning. Vince,
good morning. Yes. Thank you. Good morning.
And joining us right now is our legal analyst and former U.S. Attorney to the District of Columbia, Joe DeGeneva. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning.
So, Joe, Judge Neil Gorsuch is going to take the oath of office this morning. He will become a Supreme Court justice. A lot of people happy because we have a conservative replacing a conservative on the court. But are there some things that you see in the future maybe that he may rule on where conservatives would not be happy? Or is he going to be a strict by the law kind of guy?
Well, I don't think there are any surprises with Justice Gorsuch. I think it's pretty clear based on his years of ruling from the Tenth Circuit that he's going to be a pretty solid conservative. And that's, of course, what scares the hell out of the New York Times, which on Sunday wrote an amazing editorial. No sooner had Judge Gorsuch been confirmed than they editorialized that it was all John Roberts' fault that the court had drifted to the right, and that if it lapsed into conservatism of a reflexive kind, the destruction of the rule of law would be all his fault. This is Affordable Care Act redux. They're trying to force John Roberts, just like they did with the Affordable Care Act, where they got him to vote with the liberals, to stop voting with the conservatives. I don't think it's going to work this time, but it's very interesting that the liberals shifted immediately to use Gorsuch as a reason to start attacking Justice Roberts. This is going to be fun to watch.
It's pretty funny that you could use Justice Roberts as a rightward shift on the court when you just said he kept Obamacare in place.
Well, actually, he has been a fairly reliable conservative vote on every issue, just about every issue, except the Affordable Care Act, which he
except the big one
after the criticism of that he took on Citizens United, which was the whole basis for all of this criticism of the court. And remember, President Obama attacked the court in January of 2010 in the well of the House with the justices sitting there over Citizens United. That had a deep, profound effect on Justice Roberts, and he caved in the Affordable Care Act. The New York Times has started a new campaign against him because they know what's coming down the pike. The immigration ban is going to be before the court, and with Gorsuch's vote, that's an easy one, though. That could be 9-0. It's at least 7-2 in favor of President Trump. But this is a campaign now. This is what liberals do. There is no peace anymore in the law, and the reason is, this all started with Judge Bork. When they decided to politicize and demonize the nomination process with Judge Bork, that's when the court started to be viewed as a political weapon and a political tool. Thank you, Joe Biden. Thank you, Ted Kennedy. Thank you, Pat Leahy. They're all responsible for this. And the other day, they got payback. And it was a great moment to see them lose committing ritual suicide.
Neil Gorsuch will take a private oath at 9 a.m. this morning with Justice John Roberts, and then Anthony Kennedy will administer a second public oath at 11 a.m. How soon will Justice Gorsuch begin hearing cases?
Right away. In fact, he will be reviewing briefs this afternoon. There are a number of cases that they've are deciding to grant cert on, and of course, they're huge cases involving labor, immigration, civil rights, voting rights, all kinds of stuff, redistricting of state legislatures and congressional districts. So big stuff coming, and he couldn't be there at a more important time in the court's history.
All right, Joe, I'm thrilled that I get to be one of the hosts today because I want to ask you about something that you seem to have a lot of knowledge on, and that's Susan Rice. Susan Rice, of course, in trouble for unmasking the names of Trump officials. You've been hearing a lot, both publicly and privately, about how that came to be. Is there anything else you can tell us this week? Is there anything else that you've heard about Susan Rice or the unmasking of Trump officials' names?
Well, I think there are going to be some further developments coming down the pike shortly, and that's going to be who in the White House, in the Obama White House, actually saw these various pieces of paper, which Susan Rice apparently was the person who asked for these intelligence materials, which then led to the unmasking of a number of people, including Michael Flynn, whose name was then leaked to the press. That, of course, was a felony. The leaking of Michael Flynn's name was a felony. Whether or not the unmasking is a crime depends upon what the reason for it was. If there's a colorable reason of national security, it might not be a crime. If the reason was for political purposes, it also might be a crime, but it involves a lot of analysis. But the leaking of the names to the press is, in fact, a felony. There'll be more information about who in the White House actually sat down and reviewed these spreadsheets that were prepared for them, which showed all of this private, confidential information having nothing to do with the Russians, but involving Trump's people, his associates, and maybe even candidate Trump himself. That's going to be part of the big news. What's interesting to me is how Adam Schiff has already tried to protect himself by not making, you've heard him say nothing about the contents of what he went out to NSA to review, which are these sheets
right,
that were requested by Susan Rice with all the, and notice he didn't say there's nothing there.
No, he seemed chastened by all of that. So, I just want to ask this. Susan Rice worked directly for President Obama. That was her immediate supervisor.
Yes.
And how could he not know that she was unmasking the names of the signature political opponent of the entire administration?
Well, I think the evidence that's going to be coming out shortly, from what I'm told, will show that the president did know, along with three other people, Susan Rice and two other people. So I don't think there's any doubt. And, of course, they've already mounted their defense to that, which is that they say that this involved looking at the possible influence of Russia in our election. And that's going to be their defense, that there's no there, that there was nothing wrong, that this was all legal. And, of course, if this is legal, it will underscore precisely what's wrong with the way and the ability to unmask people has become sloppy, and I think purposely sloppy, and in this case, I think political. I think the unmasking here, in my opinion, was done to find out damaging information about Trump. Remember, this spying went on for more than a year, from January to January. It went on during the transition, and it went on. I mean, it's quite amazing. And if it were a Republican who had done this, this would be a major scandal. But because it was the Pharaoh, Barack Obama, nobody cares. But they will eventually, because eventually the rule of law, as we know it now, will become very, very important. It depends. Well, first of all, where's the grand jury? This is why the Democrats have delayed the confirmation of key Republican appointees in all the agencies. Nowhere is that more important than in the Justice Department, where we still do not have a deputy attorney general. We still do not have an assistant attorney general for a single litigating division there. And, of course, Sessions has recused himself from all this stuff, so there's no one who can make a decision about a grand jury in the leak of Michael Flynn's name and other leaks. But that will be the next big thing. When Rod Rosenstein, the U.S. attorney in Baltimore, is confirmed as deputy attorney general, one of the first things on his platter will be setting up a grand jury to investigate the leaks. That's when all of the rubber is going to hit the road on this, and when people, if they haven't already, are going to have to lawyer up.
Well, Joe DiGenova, thank you so much. We appreciate everything you bring to the show, and I look forward to talking to you again about this soon. Thank you so much for joining us. Have
Take
a great
care.
Week, Joe.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Did you know that over 80% of companies in America, each generating more than $100 million in revenue, don't show up on public stock exchanges? They're private and are largely not an option for 401k investors. But now there's a chance for everyday American savers to opt in for access through the 401k plan if they choose to. Regardless of how you're building for the future, you deserve the same opportunities because you've earned the right to more. Learn more by visiting retiresafer.org. Paid for by the Council for a Safe and Secure Retirement.